Now, Houston, Apollo 8.
Apollo 8, Houston, go. Apollo 8, Houston, go.
All righty, what do you have in mind here in the way of activating the secondary loop prior to separation? And, it looks like if we do have a cabin fan problem, we won't be able to do a full-blown cold soak. Is there anything we can do that'll do any good?
Well, right now, Bill, in the checklist, we're showing this activation at about minus 1 hour. Let me chat with ECOM for a minute and see if they got any more words considering the cabin fan situation.
Roger.
Apollo 8, Houston, looks like a good time. 1 hour before entry interface will be fine.
Okay, it won't do any good then. They need to move around with these cabin fan valves.
Bill, stand by. You're got a lot of background noise. Go ahead now, Bill. Loud and clear.
Okay, this cold soak is built around the premise that you got a cabin heat exchanger, in my view, and if you haven't got a cabin heat exchanger, I'm wondering just what you can do.
He's thinking. Apollo 8, Houston, we think it'll still do a little bit of good, so we just soon go through with it.
Okay, even bypassing the suit heat exchanger and that part of it too, huh?
That's affirmative.
Okay.
Also, Bill, your secondary loop is looking good.
Okay, we just had 5 minutes. I'll deactivate it now.
Roger.